How are we doing today, y'all? My name is Caleb Cantu. As always, this is Caleb's Corner. Thank y'all so much for watching. I really appreciate it. Today is going to be, as I said in my episode where I'm changing things up, it's going to be a shorter episode. As I said, we're going to have more succinct synopses. We're going to talk about a couple things that I am currently watching, a couple things that I enjoyed, things that came up on my recommended, and a couple thoughts for the day. And they'll all tie together very shortly. That being said, I think the first thing we're going to go ahead and get into is going to be the TV show that I just finished watching. That was The Queen's Gambit, y'all. That was a great show. I absolutely loved that show. I can't even begin to tell you how much I truly enjoyed watching that show. Anya Taylor-Joy, you absolutely killed your role in this. I think you were phenomenal. You were phenomenal in this role. For those of you who don't know, The Queen's Gambit is a Netflix original show. It came out like in late October, and it centers around the game of chess, and particularly one character. Her name is Beth Harmon, and her incredible journey through the world of chess. Because without giving anything away, chess in this show is very important. Obviously, Beth Harmon is a prodigy at chess. She is a complete star. She learns at the age of 8 moves that I didn't even know and comprehend until the age of 18. And she's doing them so flawlessly and executing it perfectly. And she's putting these legit grown men on their knees. Like, how did you just beat me in an incredibly hard and intellectual game? Like, you just beat me. You're an 8-year-old girl. It was pretty great. So watching this show really gave me the interest of, first of all, this girl who has just been through something incredibly tragic and has centered her entire attention into a game of wit and cunning. And then the fact that this show centers around mental health and the use of self-medication, and how a lot of times the main character in the show self-medicates because she's trying to relax herself, is what she tells herself a lot of the time. She's trying to feel something. She's trying to feel anything. She wants to feel everything. She self-medicates because that's what she's done. It's what she's known. It's what she's always done. And you watch the show and you watch her continue to do this, and you sit there and you think, okay, so maybe that'll be enough. And then you sit here watching her win and you think, maybe that'll be enough. And it's never enough. And she continuously keeps growing. She becomes the best chess player in the world, if she's not already. And the way that they do the show, because it's a limited series, so you have to keep in mind that they might not make another season. And it was maybe 6-8 episodes, and each of them are about an hour long. So they put a lot of detail into every episode, but you really get drawn in. You really get drawn into the fact that this girl is so charismatic and reserved. And I wouldn't even say off-putting. She knows her worth, and she doesn't need to talk to anybody that isn't deserving of it. And she's so smart, guys. She's so smart. Watching that intellectual woman in this world of idiot men is just fantastic, because she's coming in here and she's running things, and that's great. Love to see a strong female lead. So shout out to you, Anya Taylor-Joy. I think you absolutely killed this role. And yeah, that's definitely one of my favorite shows. I've already finished it. I think you guys would really like it, so I'm going to highly recommend it. Definitely give it a try. The Queen's Gambit on Netflix. And it's funny that Netflix has had it for like 2 months. In these 2 months, y'all, it's December 3rd today. In these 2 and 3 months, like, the amount of chess players on chess.com has quintupled. It's increased 5 times chess has never been a more searched term, like how to play chess, in at least 80 years. Like, the internet hasn't even been around that long, but there's never been a higher search number of how to play chess than right now. Chess boards have been bought for the first time in 20 years. I mean, this show, the Netflix effect, is a phenomenon that makes people immediately try things and do things that they wouldn't normally do. And it makes people connect on a way that they don't even realize that they're connecting, which is why we're doing this podcast, y'all. We're doing this podcast because stories change people and they connect people. And stories have definitely changed me for the better and have made me grow. And something that I was told recently and I think is beautiful is that a smart man learns from his mistakes, but a wise man learns from other people's mistakes. And watching shows and watching movies is living through vicariously through these people and experiencing the things that they've experienced. And you don't have to make the same mistakes that people did. And you can still watch the greatest chess player of all time with the crippling problems that she has at times and still understand that this is amazing, but everybody has their flaws. And I think that's a really good transition into the movie that I recently watched, which I think that y'all should watch too. So like I said, Queen's Gambit on Netflix, you guys should give it a listen. I really enjoyed watching it. The movie that I didn't really go out of my way to watch, but it was on my recommended, was a Netflix original film called In Case Anything Happens, I Love You. And that film was so sad. That was really, honestly, one of the saddest films I've ever seen in my life. And it was an 18-minute film that had little to no words. Yeah, it's an animated film called In Case Anything Happens, I Love You. It's a Netflix original. And it is about two parents and the feelings that they are having after the tragic loss of their child in a school shooting. So this is already kind of a touchy topic. And as far as what I'm going to tell y'all about the film, what I will say is that the film did an excellent job in illustrating and illuminating how parents would feel after this tragic event. And it centers on a couple who has just had this event happen, and they don't, like I said, there's no words on it. So it does a really good job of illustrating this. And it shows a couple who is going through it. I mean, what else can you do? They're not even talking to each other at this point. It's just going through the motions, living life, and getting frustrated for the subtle silences that are no longer. It's changed everything. It changed day-to-day life. Things that you would normally do as a parent, you just don't do anymore. Your entire world is completely flipped upside down. And this film does a really good job of illustrating that, but also it does an excellent job of illustrating the love that this family had for this child. And it does an excellent job of illustrating and emphasizing the happiness that they shared together and how great things were. And then this school shooting happened and they lost their child. But that shouldn't separate people, because when you go through a tragedy, it is so important to have a support system, and it is so important to take care of yourself, because you could go into a dark hole. You could go into a dark hole that you may never be able to recover from. And in order to grow as a person and in order to be there for other people as well, you have to face that fear and those feelings of, I can't do this anymore, and I can't recover from this, because 80% of what you do is how you think. So if you feel and you think that you can't recover from this, I'm so sorry to say this, but you won't. So it's so important to have that support system and to have that faith in yourself that I can recover from this, and to have people who are reaffirming you and saying that you will recover from this, because It gives you that sense of hope and it gives you that sense of purpose, and it makes you understand, and it reaffirms in your mind and in your heart that you can make it through this and you can make it through anything you want. So that being said, the film ends with the couple talking again and trying to live their lives. Going forward, just how can we go from here? And so I really enjoyed this film because In Case Anything Happens, I Love You is a very powerful statement. And I think this world is messed up sometimes, you know? This world is messed up sometimes, y'all. And that's just a fact. I mean, we're living in the middle of a pandemic, and at the end of the day, you have to go home and you have to be with the ones that you love, and you have to take care of them. And if anything happens, you do take care of them. And just stepping out into the world can be scary sometimes. And so letting the people in your life know that you care for them and that things might happen and you might fight sometimes and you might bicker and you might have reactions, you might have feelings to how someone said in the moment, but it doesn't negate the fact that you love them, and it'll never change the fact that if something were to happen to them, you would be devastated. So this film was really good in that aspect, but it was also really, really sad. And I recommend it, but I recommend it with like a cup of salt. Like, watch it and be prepared to cry and feel really, really sad afterwards. And if you don't want to feel that way, just don't watch it. It was on my recommended. I watched it. I'm telling y'all how I felt. So that's that. And then music, y'all. We're gonna go ahead and talk about music and feeling things, because when I tell you that I have just discovered something that makes me feel so good and can take me out of any sad mood, it can take me out of any bad mood and just makes me feel calm and collected and like I can vibe to the music and just feel what the artist is feeling, is this band called Lindsay. They are a French band, and I'll put their name on the screen and I'll put a link to a video that I'm specifically referencing, because this video was, oh my gosh, it was their set at the Chill Hop session. It was a live set, and I watched this set of them and I fell in love. It's two guys playing an electric guitar, a bass, and then a keyboard, and then they have a musical adapter. You know, I couldn't tell you the exact term. It's a soundboard, and it's a small one. They're synthesizing notes on it, and the whole set is just so funky. Like, it is vibey. It is soulful. It's like a contemporary. It's a contemporary electronics dream. It's just so full of life. You listen to that and you're happy. Honestly, I was really bopping. I was moving my head, and the way that it made me feel was light. The way that it made me feel was like I could do anything. And it was such good music that it didn't have any words. It didn't need any words. I told y'all in my last video with Isaac, aka Kaiza, that shout out Kaiza, that I really enjoy lo-fi these days. I really enjoy lo-fi, and I really enjoy music that makes me feel a type of way. And this set definitely made me feel a type of way. So I'm going to drop their link at the bottom, and I think you guys should go check it out. I think you guys would really enjoy it. The song that I really enjoyed from that set personally was Winged Up. That was an awesome set that they played. It was live. I don't think I've ever heard that song live before. And a lot of the music that they played in that set, I had never heard before other than that song. And so it was so good to hear it live. The music wasn't hiding behind the beats. It was the actual instrument. And so when they played it live, it made the whole song come alive. It made the whole song sound completely different, as opposed to them layering it and mixing everything in together. Things were muffled, not in a bad way, in the song when you hear it on Apple Music or Spotify or whatever your music preference is, but it's definitely so much better live. And to say that about an artist, I think it's a very high level of respect, because some artists don't sound good live. And this artist absolutely killed it. They absolutely killed it. And I highly recommend that y'all watch it. So That was what's going on in Caleb's Corner. That's what's going on in my head these days. That's what's going on in my head this week. As always, we're going to be bringing you more content. We're going to be bringing you better things. I'm going to have more movies, more shows, more music lined up for y'all next week. And I'm also going to have another Caleb's Thought of the Day, because today's Caleb's Thought of the Day is you need to watch your reaction in real time. I'm going to say that again. You need to watch your reaction in real time. You need to look at the way that you are responding to situations, whether it be, you know, someone just got mad at you. You and your significant other had a fight. You just stubbed your toe. You got a stain on your favorite pair of shoes. You need to watch the way that you are reacting to the situations in real time, because that'll tell you a lot about where you are mentally. It'll tell you a lot about the way that you just typically respond to things in a gut movement, and it'll show you maybe how you can work on it, and if your reactions aren't so good, how you can grow and maybe handle things a little bit better with patience. That's definitely what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to grow, y'all, and I've been watching my reactions more and more, and sometimes when I watch my reaction, I think, wow, did I really react that way? That was kind of childish. It was a little immature. Come on, Caleb. Buckle up, you know? So that's just what I'm going through, and that's what I'm doing. So thank you so much. As always, I'm Caleb Cantu. I appreciate you, and this has been Caleb's Corner. I'll see y'all later. Whoa. All right, I'm here. I guess it's the end of the episode. You know what that means. It's time for Merchandise Mike. As you saw in the last episode, guys, we got stickers. We got shirts. We got hoodies. Where are my orders? Come on, y'all. Order these shirts. Order these hoodies. Order these stickers. We got any color you want in the stickers. We got 6 colors in the shirts. We got any color you want in the hoodie. I need y'all to put some orders in, okay? We have links down below for the website. It's in his Instagram. It's in his Twitter. What more do you want from this man? Pay me, y'all. Pay me. If you don't want to buy from Caleb, buy it from Merchandise Mike. Here he comes. I gotta go. I'll see y'all later.